Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Alarms are ringing loud. You really seem to hear. It's a minute before midnight. It's turning black. Can you hear me? Words from a mound of olives. The owls of Patmos too. Tell all about your future.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise your holy name, and we pray in Jesus' name. In accordance with Mark 18:19, where two or more are gathered on earth together, those things will be given to us by our Father. Thank you, Jesus, for that scripture. And also Luke 21:36, pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man at the wedding supper. We praise your holy name, Jesus. We pray that every word that is sideways, a kilter, outside of the harmony of your holy will just melt away into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. And every word that should embed itself into the heart of the believers out there who want to be at the ready for the strange, strange things that are happening across the world today, Father, we pray that it embeds in their spirit and that you will anoint it with oil in Jesus' name. Have angels witness to them in their dreams and help them to be at the ready. Help them to be motivated to spend more time dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father God. Amen. Well, okie dagnabidoki, we got a whole lot of stuff going on tonight, and it's really kind of a little bit out of control. But I kind of like it like that. Now, it's a weird sort of out of control. Normally, the type of out of control is one such that the events that are occurring are, well, they're alarming. You know, when you got storm shadow missiles blowing up all over, deep into Russia. Of course, like we had mentioned on the last program, Putin had come out and categorically denied any damage. However, people that were over in the Russian area and Russians have leaked the information out, and evidently it was devastating. They lost a fantastic amount of people. Now, today, there was a response, or I should say really, really in the early, early morning, there was when we all go to bed and we figure, okay, well, that's it. There ain't going to be nothing else tonight. And we're kind of disgusted and wishing things would move along. song so we can get out of here in the name of Jesus and meet him at the wedding supper and, oh, just start our eternity. Praise God. But anyway, you know, and I know we're all wishing that. At least if you're not, that's okay. That means you got one foot in the earth still, and you just work on it. You'll work on it. Today, I had Zed come over. He's got a lawn service. Him and his son do it, and he's awesome. Well, anyway, I showed him. I said, dude, you know, hold on a second. I got to show you some stuff. Will you wait a second while I grab my phone? Normally, I take it with me. And I ran up and got my phone, and I said, check this out. And I took him to the Donald Trump site or the page on tribulationnow.com that has, you know, things are not as they seem. Prepare for the you know, imminent rapture. And then it shows I've been adding so much stuff to that page, and the one thing that does not happen when I add things to that page is it doesn't notify people. So, and I don't know if I like the way the notifications are going out. So again, I'm going to have to put something else on my technical support list, which is to contact MailChimp. They're the ones who are they're the software package that I am now paying for to send notifications out when I do a new post or whatever. Now I actually up my subscription so that I can handle larger numbers because the numbers are increasing because you're doing your job in Jesus' name and you are warning people. Thank you for sending out the emails to different people. There's an awful lot of stuff out there that just will blow people's minds, really wake them up. But if you have not been to the Donald Trump reptilian page for a while, it is now three times the size that it originally was, and it includes comparisons. Oh, they got a total cloned Donald Trump now. The whole rubber mask deal. He's going to events with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is completely pretending like he's the real Trump. And you got to be a moron to think that it's the real Trump. Okay, it's totally fake, totally rubber mask, totally Biden-esque in every possible way. If I hear Alex Jones call Biden one more time, I'm gonna have to make a special trip over the weekend to Austin, Texas. Although I already know how he treats people that he disagrees with. And, you know, as a matter of fact, we had one guy, and I'm trying to remember his name. He's the guy that always talked about Sonny Bono and how he was murdered. Somebody Investigations. I forget who it was. I can look it up. But anyway, he was called onto the Alex Jones show, and it was a fantastic program, but his guest, such and such Investigations, he had, and I'm sorry, I'm having brain damage at the moment. I'm a little exhausted from work, but whatever. And information overflow. But anyway, this particular individual, we brought him on the program a couple of times, but he was talking about Planet X with Alex Jones, and Alex Jones just totally blew him off. He just didn't want to hear anything to do with it. He just had already made up his mind that Planet X was a non-issue. When we've got live photographs of it on the webpage, people freaking out. But, you know, at the time, Planet X was, for many people, very theoretical because there was no visual evidence. You know, we got to see it or we don't believe it. Of course, there's so many people out there that claim they're Christians. Blessed is he who believes and has not seen. But then there's so many, you know, they can apply that to Jesus, but they can't apply it to other parts of our walk. If they haven't seen a demon, they don't believe in demons. If they haven't seen Satan, they don't believe in Satan. They, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, please, wake up. But you know what? There's only so much you can do. So over time, the Lord has been working on me. I'm not there yet by any stretch of imagination. But he has been working on me to remain a little bit more calm, not get a bee in my bonnet and upset about the frustrations associated with listening to so many fantastically intelligent and highly influential people mess it up really bad. And, you know, if you don't get things like Biden's been a body double now for years and there's like five fake Joe Bidens. And I think Alex Jones even did a bit where he said, how can we believe this is Joe Biden when the guy's like 7 feet tall coming out of the White House? But then he goes back to saying Joe Biden this and Joe Biden that. And I'm like going, Jones, wake up. But anyway, there's nothing I can do about it. Normally it frustrates me to the point that I cannot stand anymore. I just want to find a shrimp fork that's long enough to reach in and rip out my spleen because I'll feel a lot better. I don't know, inflicting damage on my body. But of course I can't do that because Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 will come and get me. Don't need that. All right. So anyway, let's see how much, oh gosh, there's so much information. And I really, quite frankly, I just didn't want to do a radio show tonight. I just didn't want to do it. And the reason was because I was burned out. I was tired. I needed to kind of step away from the computer, step away from being in the office where the Golden JIB Studios is located and all that fun stuff. And I just needed a break. But there's so much going on right now, even though there's no indication that there's going to be another storm shadow long-range missile attack. There's no indication that there's going to be another ATACMS attack. We do know that Zelensky has gone public and said that he wants to essentially talk the Biden administration, which doesn't exist. It's the Obama administration, the Antichrist administration, okay, into giving him tomahawks. And knowing the Antichrist and what his ultimate goal is, which is what completely befuddles people like General Flynn, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, the whole group, Colonel Douglas McGregor, they don't get it. You know, they don't understand what the end game is. And isn't it ironic that Alex Jones actually made a documentary called The End Game? So here's the thing. They don't get the end game. They don't understand that we're deep into the book of Revelation already. They don't understand that the global financial collapse, which is queued right up right now, is the third seal. They don't understand that the Behold the Pale Horse and the fourth seal, where 25% of the earth is destroyed through death, okay, is the time that we're in right now. They don't understand that the last war is World War III. Okay, they're not putting it all together. They don't understand that we're right there in the Bible, and you can't change the Bible. I had a relative one time say to me, well, we can kind of pray that it'll be delayed, and I was like going, oh, you know, there comes a point where you just become so exhausted trying to get through, and I know that you can relate to what I'm saying, that you don't want to take it to the next level. You don't want to introduce another thought. One time I went back and forth with one of my sisters and I heard that she ended up having chest pains. So I'm like thinking to myself, all right, I give up. I'll just go ahead and sign the You Win book, and Donald Trump is christened by Christ to come down to the earth and save everybody according to the pillow prophets and the blank list that's out there. Praise God. All right, hold on just a second. All right. So anyway, we got the Seven Mountains Mandate people. They're highly influential people that want to hear pillow prophets like David Wilkerson had warned us about. They're going to listen to that because they have good news. People want to hear good news. They want to hear Donald Trump's going to come in and just put everybody in jail. Even though Matt Gaetz got taken out of the race. Now, why do you think Matt Gaetz got taken out of the race? A lot of people were debating over this. I sent a bunch of data over to Stephen Ben Noon. I don't know what he's going to buy off on, and it really is irrelevant to me. I do like to keep him informed when I discover things, but I know what I know. All right, so here's the thing. So when you look at the data associated with who's who in the zoo, in the Congress, who is, Merrick Garland, who is Mayorkas, who is Anthony Blinken, there are tons and tons of information on Twitter where you can just type in Jews in the government, things like that. Now, granted, a lot of these people go too far. They don't understand that they're the synagogue of Satan. They don't understand that this is the Chabad Lubavitch movement. They do not understand that they ultimately originated in Khazaria in the 1300s. They don't understand that they speak Yiddish and not Hebrew. They do not understand that these are Ashkenaz and not Semites. In the first place, these are the Soroses of the world. These are the Zelenskys of the world. These are the evil ones of the world. These are the most evil as you you can possibly get. Now, all this being said, they are permeating every aspect of society on multiple, I mean, just pretty much the entire world. So you turn to your left, you turn to your right, you look down, you look up, there's another Chabad Lubavitch, super ultra satanic. I mean, these people drink blood, kill babies. It's a big deal to them, and their belief is that all the goy are going to worship them. They hate Christians. They hate anybody that's not a part of their group, and they'll come right out and tell you. And they do like to kill people by jamming sticks up of their body parts and causing them to bleed out internally and all kinds of horrible things. And I'm going to continue to avoid telling you the really horrific stories and playing you the really horrific audio bites that I have because, well, you can't unhear certain things. There's an awful lot of videos that I have seen that I truly and deeply wish that would just vanish from my mind. But if they did, well, I wouldn't be able to witness to you what God has ultimately witnessed to me. This is one of the reasons why I had to study Satanism and aliens and fallen angels and intergalactic travel and all these different things. Long before I started this radio show, I had to go down some very, very, very dark places, including the Sumerians King List, all the way back to the original Anunnaki, which is a group of different alien species that, you know, played God with their messing around with DNA and all that kind of stuff. And we could go into that some other show, but I don't have time tonight. Like I said, I'm trying my very, very best in Jesus' name to keep these radio shows down to an hour as much as possible. Praise God. But I have an awful lot of folks that are just, I'm getting bombarded. I mean, I am getting absolutely body slammed, bombarded by people sending me stuff, which I praise Jesus for. So thank you all for sending me things. I think it's wonderful. But unfortunately, the side effect of that is it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. So I get out of work. I've already exchanged probably over 150 different critical news reports with West Coast Walter and a whole bunch of other people by that time. And the only reason I'm able to do that right now is because I'm at a point in my project where there's a little bit of a lull. Tomorrow we wrap up the final interview. Hopefully I got to get their org chart because these guys change the names of their groups like daily. But anyway, I just want to make it go away. I want to get the job done and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, I did go ahead and cave and bought myself a ticket to Pennsylvania. I don't know if the war will be in full effect and the planes will still be flying. But really, when you look back on the history of World War II, all the different wars that have occurred, Vietnam, you name it, life was pretty normal everywhere. I remember Vietnam. I remember that I was very close to the point of being called up, to serve. Very close. If it wouldn't have been for Nixon, I would have gone to Vietnam, almost for sure. So, God has miraculously kept me by the skin of my chinny chin chin from, you know, being a guest actor on, Platoon. Platoon 2. Okay. Anyway. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, people are waking up. This is a great thing. I think these programs are well-liked. A lot of people send me all kind of kudos and say, wow, I listen to every single one. It's just the right length of time. It's I love the high fidelity. I like to hear things in high fidelity, you know, that kind of thing. Like the breaking news.
Not normal.
All right. And another thing that we haven't heard in an awful long time is one of our favorites. I think we've got to go back in the past. And yes, I am willing to waste a little bit of time on this because you know why? It's a lot of fun. So you've challenged me. I've heard the challenge. I'm just kidding, tongue in cheek. All right. And I feel like trying to get out those apocalyptic bullet points.
Okay. All right. Here goes. Ready?
Planet X, Nibiru, Second Sun, FEMA Camps, FEMA Province, Great Aliens, Alien Abductions, FEMA Trains, Mask Raids, Naked Body Scanners, Guillotines, Mind Control Slaves, Phil Schneider, Dolce Wars, Bob Lazar, Reverse Engineers, Alien Spacecraft, Bruce Allen Walton, Utah State Penitentiary, Disclosure Project, Clifford Stone, 58 Documented Species, Georgia Guidestone, Reduced Population of 500 Million, Islamic Rise, I'm Ahmadi, False Messiahs, Operation Garden Plot, MK Ultra, 9/11's Inside Job, Israeli Messiah, Georgia Set Collapse, Marvin Bush in charge of Securicom, AE 9/11 Truth, Building 7 collapses but not hit by plane, 7/7 Ripple Effect, Establishment of NORCOM, Elimination of Posse Comitatus, Russian and Chinese troops on American soil, Denver Airport underground bunkers, Forces of the Apocalypse, Close Encounters of the Third Time Coordinates, Deep Underground Military Bases, CIA and Key Operations Relocate to Denver, Atlantis, Lemuria, Middle East Muslim Riots, Public Video Surveillance Cameras, Unified Global Control Grid, World Government, NATO, President of Directors, 9-51, National Defense Authorizations Act of 2012, No Habeas Corpus, Extraordinary Rendition, Military Industrial Complex, Military Extraterrestrial Industrial Complex, Chemtrails, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, Magneto-Leviton Train Systems, Genetically Modified Foods, Seed Vaults, Terminator Seeds, Codex Alimentarius, Agenda 21, Chip Implants, Ancient Aliens, Anunnaki, Hidden Nukes, Micronukes, Bombing Micronuke, Underwater Pyramids, Foreign Troop Builders, Martial Law, Project Bluebeam, UFOs Around the Sun, Hybridized Humans, Akhenaten Hieroglyphs, Pyramid Shaped UFOs, Super Soldiers, Nanotech, Financial Collapse, International Monetary Fund Supercurrency, Disclosure Secrecy, Zacharias Sitchin, Corruption of the Human Genome, Perfectly Possessed Human, Shape Shifting Reptilians, Vibrational Shifts, Mainstream Media UFO Reports, Stern Accelerator, God Particle, Effects of a Rogue Planet, Antimatter Accumulator, Stargates, Wormholes, Spirals, Asteroids, Comets, Cosmic Disturbances, UFO Wars in the Earth's Atmosphere, Suns, Heliosphere, Neutrinos, Earth's Core, Earth's Magnetosphere, Third Generation Night Vision Goggles, Earth Wobbles, Elliptic Orbit, Eccentricity of Moon, Alien Maces, Energy Orbs, Strange Sounds, Sky Trumpets, UFO FBI Documents Release, Economical Religious Initiatives, Pulse Shifts, 501c Government Church Controls, Pleiadian Cosmic Visitations, Global Seismic Indicators, Rise of the New Age Police, Indigo Children, Star Children, Kundalini Spirits, Personal Angels, Energy Orbs, Gwen Towers, Lightworkers, Galactic Federation of Lies, Financial Collapse, Third Seal, Media Frontloading, Alien Movies, UFOs, Prophetic Movies, Endless Distractions, Earthquakes, Volcanoes, Tornadoes, and Extended Winters, Animal Die-Offs, Pandemics, Manufactured Poisons, HIV, H7N9, Swine Flu, Ebola, Pineal Gland Destruction, Advanced Bioweapons Release, and Bizarre Chicken Behaviors on the Compound.
That they're finally primed for world domination.
World domination.
Helicopters come across the border. Puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware. There's always someone that's watching you. And so the governments won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race like a drone is scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected because I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove. There's a big conspiracy.
The limits of debate in this country are established before the debate even begins, and everyone else is marginalized. They're made to seem either to be communists or some sort of disloyal person, a kook, there's a word, and now it's conspiracy. See, they've made that something that should not be even entertained for a minute, that powerful people might get together and have a plan. Doesn't happen. You're a kook. You're a conspiracy buff.
There's a big conspiracy.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong!
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing!
Game over.
Alrighty then. So we can always have a little bit of fun with some of the old sound bites. Of course, now you get to hear them in Ultra HD. Right? A lot easier on the ears when you're not trying to hear it through some tinny blog talk radio, you know. Ugh. Anyway, praise God for that. So I'm watching the time as best as I can. We got a lot to cover tonight. I'm going to try to do it by not dwelling too much on the actual audio bites themselves and just kind of like summarizing what's going on. So we know that the Storm Shadow missiles were launched. I played you the audio sound effect of the Storm Shadow missiles exploding. Of course, as we would expect, as part of World War Communications Protocols, the country that was attacked will automatically deny any damage. Oh, well, we shot them down. We did this. We did that. But then out leaks information about what really happened on the other side of the Storm Shadow missiles. And evidently, according to the people that are on the Russian side and were nearby the facilities that were hit by the Storm Shadow missiles, there was a lot of people that were killed. A lot of people. So those really loud double bang, boom, you know, sounds that I was playing for you on the last program, yeah, that was the real deal. And as would be expected, Putin denied that anything bad happened because that's what you do. You always do that. You never admit to the enemy that they inflicted damage on you, because as soon as you do that, you give them intel that they can use again, because they know what weapons to use. They know so much more from your admission. All right. So anyway, that is a normal World War protocol. It's a war protocol. You never, never tell the enemy what your losses are. Period. Okay, so that's exactly what did happen. Now, in response to that, and boy, this is going to be a little bit hard for me because I'm not with the new show format. I am definitely not taking the time to throw together show notes and doing this, in a highly organized manner. If I did, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I'd have to try to go back on the schedule. Then it would be, and there's just a million reasons why not. So I'm just going to go ahead and leave it at that. Now then, according to the reports, the storm shadow impact, and I'll just read this to you. This is by somebody I do not know, but he seems to be speaking on behalf of the Ukraine groups, but that's beside the point because a lot of the people in the Ukraine are also in communication with their relatives that are on the Russian Federation side of the border. All right, so this person says, regarding the strike with the Storm Shadow missiles on the command post in the Kursk region, he says, as a result, the strike, 18 servicemen were killed and another 33 were injured. Among the wounded were the DPRK servicemen, so that's North Korea, and most of the victims are officers in southern and eastern military districts. It was also reported that at the time of the strike, the first deputy commander of the Leningrad military district, Lieutenant General Solodchuk, was, I always have a problem with Russian names. I have to get Tatiana to give me lessons. But anyway, was at the command post, and there is no information about his safety. At about 1900 hours, which is about 7 p.m., as a result, the detonation of an unknown munition. 13 servicemen from the 88th Engineering Regiment were injured. And it goes on to explain a few other things that are not nearly as relevant as what I just shared with you. So the shadow, the storm shadow, whatever, missiles were highly effective. Now, what happened in response was we all kind of gave up. Everybody was thinking, I was tracking it. There were reports coming out that Tu-95 bombers, at first it said, one report said seven, then later, maybe 10 minutes later, they said, no, it's eight Tu-95 bombers and some of the other ones, and I forget which ones they are, Su-92s or something like that. They're white. They're solid white bombers. Of course, they'd be very hard to spot at all in a cloudy sky. Now, so the choice of white is brilliant. But anyway, So then you had reports coming from another source that was definitely Russian, and this guy was saying it was only three Tu-95 bombers. Now, at the end of the day, I don't know how important that actually was, because the reports were indicating, all these people that were making these claims were indicating that by 1900 hours, which would have been 7 p.m., let me think, that's right, 7 p.m. Eastern time, they anticipated that there would be a massive, response from the Russian Federation. Okay, so I watched the clock, and it hit 1930, it hit 2000 hours, and I'm just looking, I'm going, nothing's going to happen. And I stayed with it for a while, I'd say a couple of hours, and I just thought, well, shoot, I guess Putin isn't going to do nothing after all. So I went to bed, and as always, I woke up. I always try to sleep in a little bit more, get myself a little bit more strength because I'm not getting any younger. And long story short, when I popped open my phone and started probing around, I'm going, whoa, what is this? And sure enough, there were visuals, there were videos, lots of them, of this very, very strange, anomalous attack, a bomb of some kind. And it appeared to be going off above the clouds. It was like there was a big flash of light above the clouds, so the cloud would light up. Some people even called it a UFO bomb. What that is those are multiple independent reentry vehicles. And now, if you know where to look on Twitter, you can find, what would you call them? Cartoon animations that help people to understand how multiple independent reentry vehicles, or MIRVs, work. Now, turns out that Putin decided to use one of his Arestnik missiles. Now, what's important to understand is a lot of people are going like, it's an intercontinental ballistic missile. It's an intercontinental ballistic missile. Yada, 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 yada. Intercontinental. ICBM, ICBM, ICB. Then there's this argument going back and forth between everybody who's now become an expert all over Twitter. Well, it wasn't an ICBM. It was an intermediate range ballistic missile. Blah, 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 blah. Back and forth and back and forth. And let me pluck out your eye because I disagree with you. And I just got so sick and tired of listening to the ignorance. So anyway, I went back and started looking at some news articles from Kiev, news articles from Russian sources. I started talking to Tatiana an awful lot on some of the information that she had, having grown up in Odessa in the Ukraine, knows the history very, very well, and she shared a ton of stuff with me and back and forth and back and forth. But anyway, it became very clear that this is a missile that could super duper easily cruise across the entire continent of Europe and drop nuclear warheads directly on top of every single NATO headquarters between Moscow and Ireland. And I ain't fooling you. They have satellite, pinpoint satellite accuracy control over every one of the multiple independent reentry vehicles. So the way these things work is they shoot up into the above. They go above the atmosphere, round about the same layer of the atmosphere around Earth that you would imagine the space shuttle to be at, right? Roughly around the same layer. And then just before, when they're hitting their apex, they start to curve down and head back down to Earth. At that point, that's when they break apart, okay? So the main body of the missile breaks apart. It falls down to the Earth and probably, you know, burns up in the atmosphere. Then there's a two-stage section of the Arestnik missile that is left. The second to the last stage breaks away, and it leaves the MIRV section, the very tip of the missile, the Arestnik missile, alone. And it goes cruising down toward the Earth at a free fall rate. It is flying toward the Earth. And it's getting pulled down by gravity on top of the engines and the boosters. And that thing breaks apart. And then the multiple re-entry vehicles go off on their own. And it can drop one off over Poland. It can drop one off over Germany. It can drop one off over France. It can drop one off over the UK. It can drop one off over Spain. And they can control them with pinpoint accuracy and take each one of the reentry vehicles, which are normally nuclear, by the way. So the Arestnik missile, which travels at, get this, Mach 10. Look, jury dismissed. Game over. Putin did that to send a message. His message was very simple. Okay? And the acronym that they used to explain his message on Twitter is FAFO. Blank around, find out. That's what that means, FAFO. Now, so he wanted the world to see that he wasn't kidding about his capabilities militaristically. Now, all that being said, I also believe that it was intended to be a fantastically clear message to the people who are making the military calls here in the United States of Babylon the Great. What they don't understand is they don't understand that there is no Joe Biden. There is nobody. People are always going, who's running the government of the United States? Who's running the government of the United States? Who is it? Who is it? It's simple. It isn't Biden. He's long gone. There have been at least 5 fake Joe Bidens. So whenever I hear any of these people that ought to know better, and I will name names in this particular case, Colonel Douglas McGregor, General Flynn, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, by now, if they don't know that we've been fed a pack of lies with a fake Joe Biden over the last 3 or 4 years, that's a shame. That is just a dag-nabbed shame. So anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that. Yes, I do find it kind of highly disappointing, to say the least. But that's okay. It just means their analysis will be completely off, no matter what. They'll get part of it right, but they won't understand. They will not understand that the Antichrist, Obama, a trillionaire, okay, that had his name changed over to Barry Satoru, and I'm not going to get into the history of Obama, but he is, if you walk into any Christian bookstore, what you're going to see is a whole section on the Islamic Antichrist. Okay, so everybody's really quick to say that the Antichrist is going to be Islamic, but they seem to forget about Obama, even though his name is actually mentioned in the Holy Bible. But that's okay. I'm cool with it. Kind of. Okay, no, not really, but that's okay. I'm learning to deal with it. Take deep breaths, you know, use cognitive behavioral therapy and that kind of stuff. Ugh. Okay, anyway, so that's what it was. It was a Mach 10. You don't stop it. Okay, so when those independent reentry vehicles, which, by the way, are normally nuclear. I'll say it again, normally nuclear. When they come down, they are each independently guided by satellites, and they can guide them into the NATO building in Brussels, okay, in Brussels, Belgium. They can drive them into the NATO building in Poland. They can take out military headquarters. They have a lot of reentry vehicles, a bunch of them. And what they did was they dumped all the reentry vehicles at essentially the same area of the Ukraine. They wanted people to be able to look at the videos and say, what is that? And sure enough, people did. They didn't know what it was. And there was all the, like I said, it was all this bickering back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It was this, it was that, it was this. It wasn't intercontinental. I'm like, look, if it's traveling at Mach 10 and you say it's not intercontinental, you obviously have absolutely no perception of speed whatsoever. You probably think that a tortoise is going 5,000 miles an hour. So anyway, case closed, jury dismissed, move on. All right, thank you, Jesus. So let me go back and take a look at some of these other. They brought out Ashley Babbitt proof again on Twitter to prove that she is still alive and all that kind of stuff. And I've already covered that in prior shows. Of course, Alex Jones is doing critical World War III updates, telling everybody that this is it. It's going to wind up and it's getting a lot worse. This is the deep state's way of canceling out the Trump win without any regard to the fact that, that whole Trump dynamic is called into major question right now. So again, if you have not gone to tribulationnow.com and taken a look, and again, I'll give you the article, go down about one. If you're using a mobile device, you'll have to scroll down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 articles. If you're using a laptop or a desktop computer and a full-blown browser, then you'll have to only look down about the third row, and it says, things are not what they seem. Rapture imminent, which it is. Now, I know that's ambiguous, and you know how much I like the word soon, if you know what I mean. Every time I hear the word soon, this is exactly how I feel. Quite honestly, that's being really nice about it. I probably feel more like this.
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
But if you go down to where it says things are not what they seem, rapture imminent, this is the article whereby I had put up the people that were filming the television at the time and noticed the reptilian eye on the left side of Trump's head. So I included the original video where they recorded it off the TV. Then I blew up the right eye, which is totally round and normally human, you know, looking very human-esque. Okay, and then I blew up the left eye, which is beyond any shadow of a doubt, those of a viper, as it says in the Testament of Amaran from the Dead Sea Scrolls. We've been robbed! Thank you, Jesus. And then I have the little ditty from the man on that was, visiting InfoWars, and he talked about how this woman that's part of her, you know, chief of staff or whatever in the White House is treating, she's his handler. He actually said those words. She said, she is his handler. Okay, and then he goes on about praying and everything. And if he really understood the concept of a handler, and being turned into a reptilian, the killing of the flesh, the Uga Chaga creepy satanic ceremonies that they have to do in order to get the reptilian walk-in, the fallen seraphim walk-in to move into the human body, all this stuff. If he understood all that stuff, he would understand much more intimately what having a handler means. Having a handler is what you assign. When you see Mitch McConnell standing at a podium and he freezes, and then this woman, it's always the same woman, by the way. This woman comes up from behind him and she touches his body, usually his arm. And all of a sudden, presto change-o, Mitch McConnell is suddenly reanimated. That's what's called witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so anyway, this show is really doing me some good. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm feeling really good. And you know why? Because when I can, you know, vent my frustrations with all these things and people saying things that aren't true and making continuous reference to things that aren't true, it drives me nuts, you know. But then I get to talk about it on the program and it helps me to vent the frustrations that I feel all day long when I'm saying to myself, why in the world can't they see? Which, of course, all of us experience all the time. And sometimes it's just better not to say anything at all. Like Jesus when he was brought before the Sanhedrin. I think the only words he actually said were, "You have said so." All right, so new additions to that same page that I just mentioned is the fake Donald Trump. He's absolutely as fake can be. Everybody agrees he's fake. As a matter of fact, a woman by the name of Myra Moore, she calls herself the paranormal chick. Okay, she takes the footage and she puts it up and does a dialogue and talks about it and how everybody even thinks he's a reptilian, she says. But then she giggles. She's like, a reptilian. I'm thinking to myself, lady, if you had any idea what you are actually doing, you would not be snickering at the idea of him being a reptilian. So she obviously doesn't know. That's all right. Very few people understand these things. You got to be doing it for like decades or over a decade at a minimum. Praise God. Zen Garcia really helped me move super duper fast because he read continuously the apocryphal text, okay, that explain the concept of these. Hey, you have an eye of a serpent, a viper, okay, and all this stuff, you know. So he would share it on the radio program and we would talk back and forth about it. And then behind the scenes, since we were the only two people that were doing podcasts at the time talking about reptilians, nobody else was, it wasn't that there weren't reptilian people out there that were reporting on the reptilians. In fact, back in those days, there was a website called Frequency Fence, and it had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos of people on the media, people on the news, people on WGAL, TV8, Fox affiliate, all that kind of thing, shape-shifting in front of the camera. And Zen and I would send stuff back and forth. Well, we were listening together. We were listening occasionally to this one particular guy. I ain't going to mention his name, but he was professing to be a Christian and a Christian teacher and all that kind of thing. And Zen and I would kick it back and forth. All of a sudden, Zen takes a picture of this guy, freezes it, sends it over to me, and he said, John, look real carefully at this guy. And I was like, ho! Because his eyes were those of a viper, just like from the Testament of Amaran. So I went ahead and I stuck a picture of, we'll pretend it's the real Donald Trump, with his red, white, and blue. He's got a navy blue blazer that matches perfectly the colors of the American flag, and then he wears a bright red tie every single time, every single time, every single time. There is no representation of Donald Trump's appearance anywhere that I am aware of, at least in the last couple of years, that he has not worn that suit. So if my hunch is right, he's probably got 50 of them, kind of like in the movie 9 1/2 Weeks. He's probably got like 50 of those navy blue blazers, probably 100 of the red ties, and who knows how many white shirts. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is when you look at that photograph and you look at the fake Trump, I mean, holy cow, are you kidding me? And then, of course, I had some people email me about the fact that the Church of Satan, the highest level you can go to is a level 5, which, by the way, coincidentally is called MAGA. M-A-G-A. And then there's another video that's just not very long at all, 37 seconds, but it shows Donald Trump being ordained into the Scottish Rite and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just exceedingly, it totally impeaches any credibility whatsoever as far as I'm concerned. Now, do I agree with the things that he said he was going to do? Sure. But guess what? They're being whittled away. Matt Gaetz is no longer going to be the attorney general. Why is that? Well, because, as it turns out, Merrick Garland, Mayorkas, and what's the name of the other guy? Anthony Blinken are Chabad Lubavitch, Kazarian, Zelensky, Soros. Yes, you guessed it. Synagogue of Satan members. And Stephen had asked me, well, are these just a dual citizenship or are they confirmed to be actual Jewish? And I told him at first, I said, I can't confirm it. But then I went back and I said, you know what? I take that back. Since every single member of the United States Congress has dual citizenship, with the exception of Massey, I would have to suggest that they are definitely full-blown, full-blooded Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue of Satan members. That is my opinion, and I feel very strongly about it. And I went ahead and sent that message back to Stephen to let him know. Now, he can do his own homework. He's a brilliant man. He's unbelievably brilliant. I absolutely love Stephen Bennoon. I love him. I don't know Yana very well, but let me tell you something. We're talking about, it doesn't get any better than that. You will never find better people. Did you know that Stephen Bennoon, I heard, was originally part of the Chabad Lubavitch movement? But then he caught on real fast, accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then they wanted to kill him. And he had to move to the Czech Republic. He found his wife there. And, oh, my gosh, what an amazing story. God bless him. Hallelujah. All right, we're looking at 45 minutes. It gives me 15 minutes to wrap it up. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so I'm going to go back over to the headlines here that are coming in. Alex Jones has multiple critical updates. There's a statement by Putin of the Russian Federation, and I'm just going to summarize it for you, folks. I could do a dubbed-over English version. I have it. I could play it for you. But it's not. There's no surprises in it. It's exactly what you would expect him to say. So the real weirdness is Gaetz dropping out for the AG position, but now we know why. The very people that Matt Gaetz would put in prison are part of the club. What do you know? So when you analyze the two possible directions that the end times could take, one of them is towards Trumpianity and the other one is towards no Trump at all. Obama takes control and the woman that rides the beast ultimately takes the White House for a small period of time. Okay, that would be Kamala Harris, whose name, oh my gosh, if you do some research on her name, it is, oh man, so satanic, it's unbelievable. I'm not going to get into all that. I've covered it before. I just wanted to point out that if you were to travel down that end times road and go off to the left to the Trump branch, or go off to the right to the Trump is taken out and now it's Kamala Harris and Obama, either one leads to the same result. Get it? I hope you do. All right, praise God. So, oh, and then there's like this unbelievable stuff going on where the Congress had asked, you know, I don't know if they levied a subpoena on them or not. If they did give them a subpoena, that would strongly indicate that this is a treasonous offense, but who cares? It's a completely lawless situation right now. The United States is no longer a viable country. If I had a dime for every time somebody on Twitter said, who's running this country? Who is running this country? And I just, if the Lord had impressed upon my heart not to respond to anybody on Twitter, I'd be so busy responding to these people. But you know what? They don't really read the responses. If they did read the responses, they would get smarter, but they don't. They don't get smarter. They keep saying the same dumb questions all the time over and over again. So they're not even reading the responses that they're getting, which are telling them the truth. Okay, so evidently Homeland Security hearings called Mayorkas and Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, into Congress to answer questions in regard to national security. And you know what happened? Mayorkas and Christopher Wray both gave kind of like the same answer to Homeland Security. And the answer went something like this. Okay, that was their answer. Okay, wait a minute. Line three. It looks like, yep, it's the red phone on line three. This could be Glenn. Let's see if it is.
Nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody pays for a thing anymore.
Thank you, Brother Beck. Okay. And he is absolutely correct. Nobody pays for a darn thing anymore. Okay. Or we could just listen to this little bit from Alex Jones, which is highly accurate.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans.
Well, that would be absolutely correct. I wonder if I have an appropriate sound effect to, you know. Here you go. That's right, Pastor Paul. It's a little bit hard to believe, isn't it? All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Or we could get Flo on here.
Tell her she can kiss my gray ass.
Anyway, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Maybe listen to Barack Obama. Go back in a flash from the past.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, be still and know that I am God.
Tell me that ain't an act of blasphemy. All I have to say about that is...
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Data inaccurate. Does not compute. Does not compute.
Well said. Anyway. And then, of course, we got, you know, since it's the season, we have to include this. Okay, this is Clark Griswold. Okay, this is the point where he can't take anymore. He's totally flipping out. This is the scene from Christmas Vacation where my daughter always stops, she doesn't always hit this pause button, but sometimes she just shouts it out. Dad, he's acting just like you, you know, and I'm like, well, maybe you're right. But anyway, I love this bit.
The biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. Go! Done.
And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, f***less, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotted-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey f*** he is! Hallelujah! Holy f***! Where's the Tylenol?
Where's the Tylenol? Yeah, I feel like that a lot sometimes around the holidays. Praise God. All right. So anyway, that's kind of the short version of what's happened today. Zelensky is currently asking for access to Tomahawks. If my guess is right, they'll give it to him, because the thing that Alex Jones and Douglas McGregor, I love these guys, by the way. I just wanted you to know that I do very much. Tucker Carlson and all these folks, the thing that they don't understand is what is the end game? The end game is that Obama is running the country and he is identified in the Owalu prophecy from 1912, where it states that a son of Kenya will destroy the United States. The end game is called the Great Tribulation. The end game is called the Antichrist running the world. And you know what? You know what? This is actually pretty cool. So I'm going to share this with you. We got enough time, and I'm going to go ahead and take the liberty to do this. But you know that I've said on other programs that I strongly believe in Revelation 17 that the 10 kings have absolutely nothing to do with the people that are ruling different countries of the world right now. All right. And I've believed that for so long, I can't even, there's just no way. I could not even begin to talk about it, you know, because it's just, let me count the ways that I don't agree with it. All right. So now, all that being said, I wanted to share this with you because this is kind of mind-blowing. I was going through the reptilian alien show notes, which has all the scriptural references to the reptiles and all that kind of stuff. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You've got, oh my gosh, there's so many of them. Oh yeah, there you go. The Lizard People of Los Angeles, Alex Collier, Defending Sacred Ground, talks about them. You've got the references to the Sons of Belial. You've got the NASA versus reptoids in the Chilean mines. That's an amazing report. And I did a lot of digging to verify the validity of it. And sure enough, there were local newspapers in Chile and other South American countries that were confirming that NASA had cordoned off the areas with big bright lights right out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Okay. And they weren't letting anybody get near the Chilean mine disasters, the Los 33. Well, the reason why it happened was because they were under attack. They were being eaten by reptilians. And so they blew the mine. And they have these special places that they can all jump inside and pull the door shut so that there's a massive cave-in. They're protected. Well, that's what they did. But they still had to go down and dig out the rock and everything else to get them out of there. But, you know, of course, they told them, you guys can't say anything. Because if you say anything, we'll discredit you and we'll do all kinds of mean things to your family and you'll regret it. We're telling you, you'll regret it. Well, guess what? It leaked out, and people started leaking it out left and right, up and down, and sure enough, it leaked out that they were running from reptilians that were eating them. So that's one thing, but there's another thing here I wanted to share with you that I think is just absolutely beyond cool. All right, so this is from a book, I think it's called, oh, dag nabbit, I have to go through my book collection to find it. Ever since that one really big lightning strike hit outside the Golden JIB studios and just blew out the upper quarter of my house, you know, if you don't think that was Satan taking a shot at me, huh, for sure. But anyway, I can't think of the name of the book, but I'm just going to read you this excerpt out of the book. Now, remember that you got in Revelation 17, it says that there are 10 kings that have not given power over anything as yet. Okay, but they are given power for 1 hour over the earth, you know, in cooperation with the beast or whatever the case is. Okay, now here's the thing. What that means is take me to your leader. So the Anunnaki creatures, that's a collection of different species of creatures, beings, fallen angelic creatures, okay, they're going to come down to the earth because, hey, Nibiru is already here. The seven orbiting planets of Nibiru, I got the photographs on the website. What more do we need for crying out loud? Okay, now all that being said, it says they don't have a kingdom as yet. Do you think it's going to be Erdogan? No, of course not. You think it's going to be Putin? No, of course not. I'm sorry, but our predecessor, interpreters of the Book of Revelation didn't have the data that we have now. They didn't know about shape-shifting reptilians. They didn't know what the tares were. They didn't know about all these creepy things that we know about right now. They didn't know about any of it. They were underarmed. Oh, underarmed. That kind of... No, I still smell good. I'm very fresh and clean and vanilla smelling, so that's a good... No, I'm just joking! It's a joke, for crying out louds!
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
You know, Bill has a point. Now, I'm going to read this to you from this book. Now, I cannot remember the name of the book, and that's okay, but the subtitle of this section is called The Divine Right of Kings. Quote, you can appreciate from the genetic, genetic reason that Enlil's elevation over Enki, this is talking about the ancient Sumerian texts, okay, which Zen has all of the originals because he went to the wife of, what's his name, Stitchin, and actually asked for them, and she gave him copies, which is so totally cool. But anyway, he says, Enki, that the Anunnaki are fiercely hierarchical, and that hierarchy is decided on the basis of bloodline and genetics. Boy, doesn't that sound like the House of Windsor. But anyway, and every other bloodline, blue bloodline and everything, Land of Canaan, where did the people in the Land of Canaan come from? Outer space! Repeat after me. It's easy. It's really just kind of like two syllables. Outer space. Okay? That solves all the confusion in the Holy Bible. Everybody's like, well, it's the sons of Seth, and oh, I don't know. I get a little bit confused. And how do those doggone giants make it across into Numbers 13? I mean, you know, how did Genesis 6:4, and then there was giants, and then again in Numbers there was giants again, and there's giants, everywhere's a giant. How did that happen? Well, one of two ways. Either way one is that they made themselves a really big snorkel and held on to the bottom of the ark. It definitely had nothing to do with the genetics of the people that were brought onto the ark. Baloney! So is either that, either they used snorkels and held on to the bottom of the ark, or there were more than one fallen angelic incursions on the earth. How many people have seen more than one UFO event? How many people get it? Just the basics. If you get the basics, then you know beyond any shadow of a doubt there were more than one incursions. There were more than one times that fallen angelic beings had come upon the earth in spaceships, which would explain why the Anunnaki and the ancient Sumerians had created these clay tablets, okay, with spaceships and spacemen on them and buried them right down the road from Job's house, for crying out loud. Okay, so anyway, it goes on. I'm just going to go ahead and read this. It says, exactly the same theme is followed by the human bloodlines that have held the reins of power since the days of Sumer. He's talking about Sumeria. Throughout history, the right to rule has been decided by bloodline. For thousands of years, it was done openly, and today it is achieved through covert manipulation and the secret society web that I will call the Illuminati, period. He goes on to say, as humanity interbred, which, by the way, happened like crazy, the traits, especially with, you know, Roe versus Wade being in effect, and oh my gosh! Anyway, I had to throw that out there. I couldn't resist. But anyway, it says, but certain bloodlines were specifically seeded by the Anunnaki royal leadership to be their front men and women who would rule humanity on behalf and to their agenda, the accounts revealed. And it says, this is the reason for the obsession of interbreeding in the ruling families over the houses over the thousands of years, okay? The royalty houses, okay, whatever. And it goes on, it says, the Sumerian texts call these groups, these royal bloodlines, the Anunnaki. So there are more than one royal bloodlines, which is why the Anunnaki is a group of multiple fallen angel species. And it goes on to say that they Abgal, okay, I don't know what that stands for. I'd have to go back and read the book again. The Masters of Knowledge is what they called themselves. And they were also known as the Seven Elders. And they apparently went back to 10 priest kings before the deluge. Please, in the name of Jesus, 10 priest kings. Now go back to Revelation 17 where it says that these horns are the 10 kings that have not given power over any part of the world as of yet, but for 1 hour they are given power over the world by the beast. Please take me to your leader. Well, my leader is Jesus, and I hope he's your leader too. So be sure to pray for one another, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up again to you. We don't mean to be too centric on these verses, but they mean so much to us in such a deeply dark time. We do pray, Father, that you will give us the strength, the anointing that we need to have peace in our hearts, motivation in our spirits to continue this journey and to do a really good job, not to waver in the very end. We understand what our calling is. We understand that we are extremely blessed, Father, by the fact that that we know what we know, because there's so many who don't. We thank you for that, and we praise your holy name. And please, we ask you only for help and anointings to take away the pain, to restore our health and our mental health, that we are able to be like a Timex watch in these end times and continue to serve you with a fervent spirit, with our faces set like flint. Anoint us in accordance with your holy will, that we may walk in harmony with our calling. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, we lift up once again Matthew 18:19, where two or more are gathered together on earth, which we are. I'm pretty sure I'm on earth, and I kind of think you are, unless you're intercepting this broadcast from Planet Pop-Tart. And if we're all on earth, Jesus said, our Father in heaven will answer those prayers. And we know that we're part of the fig tree generation. Indeed, the entire forest is blooming with leaves. So we will do what we are commanded and pray always, thank you, Jesus, to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, who is so merciful, the lover of our souls. We praise you. Let us hug on to your gown and feel the power drain into us and feel the forgiveness and the light and the love that is only yours to give. Forever and ever. Amen.
You are.